This Sunday, the Showtime cable channel will present the movie Bastard Out of Carolina. It's based on an acclaimed novel by Dorothy Allison about child abuse in rural South Carolina in the 1950s. The film marks the directorial debut of actress Angelica Houston, and the production caused a controversy even before it was scheduled to air. Ken Tucker has our review.
You'd think by now that Ted Turner would realize that popular culture is often complicated, messy, and not necessarily life-affirming. As the founder of CNN and head of Turner Network Television, or TNT, he's often fulminated against the crass, poor taste of TV programming. But like a lot of blue noses, he often fails to make qualitative distinctions. At first, TNT supported Angelica Houston's production of Bastard Out of Carolina. But once Turner got a load of the movie's vivid adaptation of the novel, which means it includes some graphic scenes of child abuse, he refused to air it. Showtime picked up the movie, but you have to pay for Showtime, unlike TNT, so many fewer people will now see Bastard Out of Carolina. It's really unfortunate, because this is easily the best TV movie I've seen all year. Little Ruth Ann Boatwright, nicknamed Bone, is a pug-nosed cutie with big, sad eyes. Nobody knows the trouble she's seen. She's the bastard in Bastard Out of Carolina. Born into hard times, Bone is raised in the kind of poverty that forces her mother, played by Jennifer Jason Leigh, to serve Bone and her little sister ketchup on crackers for dinner. Dorothy Allison's novel avoided treacle and sensationalism by maintaining a clear-headed, unadorned prose style. Angelica Houston's film does the same thing visually, offering portraits of sensitive, desperate, poorly educated people who quickly transcend the pop culture insult label of white trash. Jennifer Jason Leigh's Annie attracts bad men like she does bad luck, and the worst of them becomes Bone's stepfather. Glenn Waddell is a doe-eyed bruiser with a little boy voice. He seduces Annie with his shy guy charm, marries her, and almost immediately begins molesting Bone, who's probably not older than 10 or 11. These scenes are excruciating, less because of their graphic images than because of the way Allison and Houston, as writer and director, get inside the minds of both the victim and the villain. You're horrified to comprehend the pain and shame that Bone must endure, but you might be even more horrified to realize you understand why his wife keeps taking this creep back into the family's life. In this scene, Glenn has just gone into a typical rage over his own inability to provide for his wife and kids. He gives Bone's arm a vicious squeeze and then tries to apologize for his anger. And we hear the narrative voice of a grown-up Bone, provided by Laura Dern, giving us the emotional context.
But Bone knows I never mean to hurt her. Bone knows I love her.
No, he never meant to hurt me. Not really, I told myself. But more and more those hands seemed to move before he could think. My dreams were full of long fingers. Hands that reached around door frames. Crept over the edge of the mattress. Fearing me like a river.
Ron Eldard plays Glenn. If you've only seen him as Shep, the puppy dog medic on ER, or as a buffoon on the sitcom Men Behaving Badly, his carefully nuanced work here is going to snap your neck. But the very nearly great performance in this movie is given by 12-year-old Jenna Malone. Malone has a way of lowering her eyes and turning down one corner of her mouth that fully conveys all of Bone's aching fear. It's a shame that Ted Turner couldn't get beyond his own squeamishness to recognize the enormous value there is in seeing this young actress grapple with the vital life on display in Bastard Out of Carolina.
Ken Tucker is critic at large for Entertainment Weekly.